Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about 3 tips for overcoming anxiety and fear in seasons of change and transition. And this is all going to stem really about healing through God's love. But also, you know, what's important to me the most is giving you practical takeaways so that you can implement this. I don't want to just continue to throw information out there, but I want to give you things and tools in your toolbox to be able to help you walk through these seasons that feel unknown. You know, my husband and I recently have walked through big seasons of change and transition, one being leaving our church that we had served at for 3.5 years, and then also buying a new house pretty much in the same week. And with that came a lot of routines disrupted and feeling just very all over the place. And so for us, it was really important to continue to just put one foot in front of the other, but also have systems in place or to be very intentional about finding routine. Now, I am somebody that ignores my feelings sometimes, right? I was just sharing with you about these big transition seasons for us. So for me, one of my first things that I like to do is I dive into work. This is me ignoring all the big things that are happening around me. I have done this pretty much since I became an entrepreneur. I started my fitness business at the age of 22. And at the time of this recording, I'm 34. So I've been in the online space for going on 13 years. And anytime something was happening in my life, I just felt like work was something I could control and do because other things around me just felt unknown and I was insecure with myself. So working keeps my hands and my heart distracted from the weariness that really wants to creep in from seasons of change and transition. So when things feel out of control for me, I grasp for something I feel like I can control, right? Which is how much time I put into my work and I just keep busy. Do you just try to keep busy? Do you just try to push through and think that you have to be so strong? But for me, the slowness of pen to paper allows my mind to catch up with my heart, to feel it in my body. And that means that when the sadness comes, I can write it down and it comes in waves. So the weight of rejections that I feel crushed under is being put on paper. The confusion that tries to convince me I'll never be enough. All of this is waves that sometimes come. I am not inhuman, meaning I have big seasons and emotions and feelings and fear and sadness and all of these feelings come for us and come for me. But it's the honesty before God that allows the door to slowly open in my heart because it's with Him that I can be real. We can't hide from Him. The Father says, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and He will give you rest." Our honesty with the Father is when our feelings find transformation. When we want to overcome anxiety or fear, it's naming our feelings so that they can come from our head into our heart and to our heart to find healing. So for me, going back to when things get big, I just want to put myself into work or just busy projects. I got to be able to stop and pause and name my feelings. Like, what is it that I'm going through. And 2 months later, after moving in this transition, the Lord has finally started to reveal some things that I never really addressed before. Things like rejection and abandonment, these kind of feelings were coming for me. And they were being now brought to light, I should say. The enemy would love to convince you that you are powerless and you have no control over your feelings or your thoughts. But see, healing is available to you now. The thing about healing, though, is that it has been paid by Jesus's blood. But we often forget that healing can take time to walk out. But miracles happen in moments. Sometimes I think that we want things just to happen so fast, and that's a miracle. And that's amazing. But we also have to understand that healing, like scripture says, lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Recover means that there's this process of renewing our mind, even though we have received the healing already. So we have to be able to just remember healing and miracles are two different things. It takes faith, time, and patience. Renewing our mind through the word and our relationship with the Father takes time, but it also takes intentionality, right? On our part. Healing doesn't just happen to us. It's active. It's not passive. That means we're pursuing it. It's intentional. We're choosing what to think next. And if this is something that feels uncomfortable or new to you, I have 5 spots left in my Unstuck session where I go one-on-one with you. We go deep together. It's all about you and me getting unstuck so you can hear God's voice and be confident in the decisions you make moving forward. So you will leave with emotional healing techniques, biblical understanding and comprehension, and really actionable steps specific to your needs. So if you need an unstuck session, especially if you are feeling stuck right now in your feelings, in life, whatever it is, go to the link in my show notes, purchase an unstuck session, and let's work together. But for me, I really love to start with the roots and understanding. So let's start. What is stress versus anxiety? Sometimes we start lumping feelings together because everything starts to feel big, right? So we just start using all the words. Stress is really short term, but anxiety can linger. I did a podcast on stress, which I will link in the show notes for you. But stress is the body and mind's response to any pressure that disrupts their normal balance. Your balance, right? So stress is anything that was unpredicted, something that you didn't see coming, or maybe it's a lot of things on your plate that you're not used to. It's disrupting the normal routine that you have. It occurs when our perceptions of events don't meet our expectations and when we don't manage our reaction to the disappointment. So stress is our perception of the events we are experiencing. So anxiety can stem from fear, nervousness, or worry. And it's important that we understand that situational and emotions triggers can cause someone to experience anxiety. Anxiety is a fruit of a deeper belief that we carry. It's a secondary emotion, often stemming from your sense of safety, being threatened, or from a violation of love, which really stems from our identity, where we feel like our identity is being, again, this threatened, we're being vulnerable. And identity, I think of love, I think of feeling good enough, these types of things. So let's talk about overcoming anxiety and fear. Let's get to these 3 tips, right? When there's a threat to our safety or love and anxiety arises, it often takes us out of the present moment to the past or to the future. The secondary emotion, anxiety, lives through what has already happened and perceives a possible threat to the future. So when we think about really healing our emotions through God's love, it's first this receiving. We have to be able to receive God's love and be able to know that we can trust and walk through it with Him. Now, that could be your bridge that you actually have to build step by step and piece by piece of learning to trust God in the situation. It's not saying that you don't trust God overall, but maybe in this situation you have a hard time with. So the first tip to overcome anxiety is attentional control. Now, these are tools to put in your toolbox. So attentional control is our ability to concentrate. It's our ability to choose what we pay attention to. So sometimes our brains have a hard time determining what is safe in the present moment. We may not be experiencing a physical threat. However, when we consider a past situation, we may think we are unsafe. That means, again, our body likes to live from the past, or it fears the future. So in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I discuss how when our conscious mind, when we're consciously thinking about things, that our thoughts become the most pliable. That means that we are aware, we're paying attention to what we're looking at on our TV screen because we have the remote and we can change the channel at any time, but we get to choose what we think, and they're the most pliable, just like Plato. So putting this into practice can be simply asking yourself questions or having someone else ask safety questions back to you. It's bringing yourself back to the moment. Again, attentional control is our ability to concentrate. So we're going to choose what we're paying attention to. For example, if you were to say no to going to an event for work or family dinner, would that situation hurt you? Could that person hurt you? No, not truly. Do you have to follow the way of everyone else, the way of the world? No, you are an adult and can make your own decisions. If you had to walk away from the person you feel hurt by, would you be okay? Yes. In fact, you may recognize the healing that will come from forgiveness through the Lord. Attentional control is asking yourself questions in the situation to produce safety. Again, it's recognizing that this is not dealing with situations where there is actual perceived physical threats in the present, but it allows us to be present to the Holy Spirit and consciously choosing Him. So when we think about being attentional and controlling the thoughts and being able to think and concentrate on very specific thoughts that we're having, because a lot of us will just overgeneralize. Well, I'm just feeling anxiety or anxiousness. Well, let's actually boil that down even closer to a very specific word or experience that we are feeling so that we can concentrate and begin to move through it. Again, this would be a perfect opportunity for you to purchase an Unstuck session where really this is about helping you learn to let go of control, get unstuck, and begin to discern God's voice above your own. You'll walk away again with a tailored program specifically for you. Make sure you head to the show notes. You'll be able to hit the link and walk you right through the process of getting scheduled and everything. So if you're really wrestling and understanding how to actually process through this and get unstuck from those really big feelings that you have, or even if you're not sure what you're experiencing and you just need help, an Unstuck session would be perfect for you. So let's go on to the second tip. Again, is for anxiety. And this is about using your senses and practicing awareness to keep you in the present. So the first tip is using attentional control. The second tip is for using your senses. So one way to do this is by naming 5 things you see around you, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. Basically, I just want you to embrace the Lord and be present. Name things you can see, the cars driving by, name things you can smell, your perfume that you put on today, the things that you can taste, the gum in your mouth. Be so present to what's happening in you and around you and just start naming them. This really doubles as a gratitude and praising exercise with the Lord, thanking Him for His blessings and all that you can see, touch, smell, hear, and taste. We always want to be turning to the Father because apart from Him, we can do nothing. We are made in His image. So this isn't about us becoming stronger in our flesh, because we can't. It's impossible. Our outer man is passing away day by day, but our inner man is being renewed day by day. So that means that when we become stronger, AKA, that means that we're growing in wisdom with the Lord. We don't get better. It's that the Lord is working through us in our relationship through Him. So I don't want you to strive to make yourself perfect. This isn't about you. It's about how the Lord is working in you. So this helps you come back though. This helps you bring you back to the present and find relief so that you're not focused on the past and you're not focused on the future. So another awareness tip is saying everything you are aware of. So for example, I am aware I have mud on my shoes. I am aware I am hungry. I am aware she is wearing a green shirt. I am aware that I'm sad. All of this is just keeping you in the present moment so that your mind isn't wandering somewhere else, so that your body can begin to calm down. This is also a way of helping you know that you're still safe because nothing is really happening outside of you that's a physical threat. It's what we're causing inside of ourselves to convince ourselves that our safety is being threatened. I really love how the Lord made our bodies because we do not live carnally, meaning through our senses, but we get to acknowledge the goodness of God with them. Now, the last tip for anxiety is learning to contain your anxiety and the emotions that come with it in a healthy way. I actually walk through one of my one-on-one clients through this Unstuck session of helping them visualize the Lord and the Father and being a daughter. And this is what it really means to contain and use our imagination that the Lord has given us, because words paint pictures. If I were to tell you to think of a dog, you probably thought of a dog. You didn't think of a giraffe or an elephant, which now that I say those words, you're thinking of those things. Our words paint pictures. And that means that if they paint pictures, that means we can paint powerful pictures. And I really love that I got to do this in this Unstuck session because it allows our body to physically embrace through pictures the Lord. So some would call this containment. So for example, closing your journal after being honest with God about your feelings is a symbolic act of containment. Once you close the journal, you are leaving the distressing emotions, the memories, the sensations, and your thoughts and pain there. You know they are safe there. This isn't the same as ignoring your feelings. Little by little, you can take them out of containment and process through them with the Lord and trusted people. So basically, you're journaling through everything that you feel, and then you're going to close the journal and you're going to say, I'm going to leave these here. Now, what I do in my Unstuck session is that we walk through the visual. I walked her through where she sat and she got relaxed, and I processed through what she was experiencing, but I was visually painting the picture for her to really come into this present state and the love of God to just wash over her so that she could begin to walk in freedom. So for example, you can do this, letting your feelings come before the Lord. It's where they're safe, secure, and they're seen. Anxiety isn't something that you have to accept. It may be common, but it doesn't mean it has to be normal. So again, the three tips. Number one, attentional control. Number two, it's using your senses to continue to keep you in the present. Number three is learning to contain your emotions in a healthy way. All of this helps you to be able to stay in the present and not so focused on the fear of the unknown or the past and what has happened to you. A few scriptures for anxiety. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave his spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Again, I have 5 spots open, and that's it for an Unstuck session. So head to the link, sign up, and let's go ahead and work together. I just want to remind you that we get to challenge the way we think to change the way we live, that through healing our emotions and experience God's love, this isn't about choosing right and wrong, good, bad. This is about, here is your real life experience that you get to go to God with. It's because he is good that we get to go to him. He's not pushing you away. He's not ignoring you, but our healing is intentional. These application steps, these tips are practical. They can be done anywhere, driving a car. They can be done in a doctor's office. They can be done at your work desk, where you just start naming things that you're aware of to bring you back to this moment. And of course, there's so many other things like breathing and being able to go out for a walk and process, so many things, but I just want you to pick one and start going to the Lord and asking Him to reveal what's in your heart to you so that you can become aware to repair.